Sig, and thanks for holding on through the entire introduction rant. Hi, Sig.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine, sir.
Okay. Yeah, before I get into the question, I was wondering on that Barnard solution you talked about. Was that one drop in water every 6 hours for 3 days or so?
For what purpose, sir?
Just a little minor congestion, and I don't know what it is.
Actually, no, and you are right. You absolutely need to stop in 3 days, even if it's only partially gone, because long-term use of higher doses of potassium iodide might, and it's a minority might, but it still might suppress the thyroid gland. You need to find a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. Getting back to the question, no, it takes about 6 drops every 3 to 4 hours, sir.
Okay, that was it, right. Okay, and then my main question was on, I'm 75, and I got Parkinson's for a year and a half diagnosed. Got some friends, a couple of them have shingles, and they're going crazy. Do you recommend the shingles vaccine?
Before anyone uses any vaccine, I recommend reading both sides of the story, both the side that tells you that vaccines are good and going to do this and that, and then the side of the story that never, ever gets into the media. I don't know why, but put into your computer search engine the name Neil, N-E-I-L, and then the initials Z, and then the last name Miller, Neil Z. Miller, who is a very talented, that is, science writer, who has a book out there. So you put in Neil Z. Miller vaccine book, has a book out there where he summarizes in plain English, I love it, 400 studies published in scientific research journals, zero of which have been reported in any media I read, and all of which tell you the truth about research on the dark side of the vaccine question, sir. I think we all should read both sides of the question before we make a decision. And it's Neil Z. Miller, vaccine book. Put it in your search engine. He does it in English. You don't have to worry about reading scientese. And I think you'll find some stuff in there relevant, as well as finding relevant stuff, again, on the do-it side. But it's always best to have both sides of the story before making up our minds.